Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As you probably know, my wife and I have a number of kids, and my one son was a late bloomer in school. He just did well enough to get by in grade school and middle school, and then something happened in high school where he went from being that average student who was happy to get a C to the kid who complained about only getting a B+. Raquel and I were kind of thrilled about that, but then he had always dreamed of going to the Ohio State University. He loved the Buckeyes, and Raquel and I, we painted his room scarlet and gray, and he had all kinds of OSU memorabilia all over the place. And when it came time for him to apply to colleges, we thought for sure that he would apply there, but he didn't. Now, a few years later, after he graduated from a different college, I asked him why he never applied. He told me that he was afraid that he wouldn't get in, or if he did, he wouldn't be able to stay in. Well, that's a little bit like today's gospel reading. We might not be admitted to the wedding feast, or we may, and if we're admitted, we may not get to stay. Now, let me explain. Later today, I have a double baptism, and although it's not required when we're baptized, normally the baby will have a nice white garment on. Now, this might have been a new one, or as one of the cases for the babies that I baptized, I believe it was handed down from the baby's great-grandfather through all the generations. Now, the white garment is a sign of being clothed in Christ and of our Christian dignity. Our parents, family, and friends are tasked to bring us unstained into eternal life with it. And in the parable from the gospel, Jesus speaks of a king who prepared a great wedding feast for his son. He sent out invitations to many, but those who were invited made excuses, or they just flat out refused to come. The king then extended the invitation to others, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled. However, one man was found without a wedding garment and was cast out. Like many of Jesus' teachings, this parable carries a deep spiritual significance, and it reveals to us the good news of God's abundant love and grace, as well as our needed responses as Christians. First, now let's consider the invitation itself. The king in the parable obviously is God, and the wedding feast symbolizes the kingdom of heaven. God extends his invitation to all of us, regardless of status, background, or past. This is the essence of the good news. God's unending love and mercy are extended to every single person. Now let's turn to our attention to our response. Now some declined the invitation in the parable, while others accepted it eagerly. And those who attended the feast were expected to wear wedding garments. The man without one was cast out. This detail underscores the importance of our Christian dignity and how we should live our lives. Our Christian dignity is not a set of beliefs that we just profess within these sacred walls of this church. It's a way of life. It calls us to clothe ourselves in the virtues of love, compassion, humility, and forgiveness. When we accept God's invitation, we are called to be transformed by his grace to become more like Christ in our daily lives. Now, as a deacon, I work outside of the church in a secular job. Like many of you, I have a unique opportunity to live out my Christian dignity in the workplace, community, and marketplace. My profession allows me to interact with a diverse set of people, some of whom may need both physical and spiritual healing. My actions and attitudes should reflect the love and compassion of Christ, just as the wedding guests were expected to wear the appropriate garments. This just isn't the case for me, though, but for all of us. We all interact with people outside of these church walls and are expected to reflect God in our lives. Now, there's been a lot of talk of the moon lately with the eclipse and all that, but so think about the moon for a minute. Does the moon illuminate itself? No, it reflects the sun. It's the same with us. We reflect the light of God to others. So what's the good news in today's gospel passage? And how can we take that message with us from this parable as we exit the church and begin our week? Well, the good news starts with recognizing the countless encounters we must extend to God's invitation to others. We can do this through acts of kindness, through our worldly actions, and by living our Christian values with integrity in our workplace, homes, and communities. It's not enough just to show up at Mass once a week. For example, if you're a healthcare worker, you might bring comfort to those in pain and show kindness to your patients. If you work in an office, you can promote a culture of compassion, fairness, and excellence. Maybe you work in a store in retail, or you're a student. You can be that smile to someone having a horrible day, and your smile changes the course of their whole day. These are all ways to extend God's invitation to his kingdom. Nobody is too small or insignificant. Also, we must diligently examine our hearts, just as the man in the parable failed to put on the wedding garment. Are there areas in our lives where we haven't fully embraced our Christian dignity? Are there areas where we need God's grace to transform us into his image? If you're anything like me, I'm sure there are areas where you need God's help. None of us are perfect. We're all sinners. Sitting in the presence of the Adoration Chapel with Jesus is an excellent opportunity to ask him to help you. And you don't even have to take a full hour to do it, just a few minutes at least. Lay your burdens at the foot of the tabernacle in the chapel, and he will help you if you ask him. My dear sisters and brothers, the parable of the wedding feast reminds us of the extraordinary invitation God extends to each of us, not just some of us. It calls us to embrace our Christian dignity not only within these walls, but outside the church in our daily lives. We're all called to be messengers of God's love and grace. Invite others to the feast and clothe ourselves in Christ's virtues. Don't think for a minute that we couldn't be asked to leave just because we've received the invitation to the wedding feast and are included as a guest because we've been baptized. It's not enough to just show up and enter the wedding feast. We must be willing to act and be full participants. The grace we receive on our baptism asks us to cooperate with the corporal works of mercy, making Christ visible here on earth. We take that baptismal gown that we once wore representing our Christian dignity, and it becomes an apron of love for others. Now, as we leave here today, let's carry with us the knowledge that we are guests of God's heavenly banquet and proudly wear that apron of love. Let us live out the good news of the gospel by sharing God's love and allowing his grace to transform us. May our lives reflect our Christian dignity, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun, and shine the light of Christ into a dark world that so desperately needs his light right now, more than ever.